Guys, let's talk Culbertson 4th of July. Jason, you got another great, great lineup from sunup to sundown, don't you?
Yep, be all day and kind of kick things off actually the night before on the 3rd up at the pool. Do a little fundraiser there for pool improvements. From 5 o'clock starts at 5 a barbecue that we're going to do there. So
that's you've been doing that like the night before like for a long time, haven't
yep,
you?
Yep, they have, and it's been a good deal for the pool. Mm-hmm. So
okay, that's the kicking off the night before.
Yep, that'll kick it off the night before. Then start bright and early with the Freedom Run. You know, registration is going to be 7 to 7:30. That'll be the first event of the day. Marlene Bedore will be down at the fairgrounds starting at 7 with a free will donation breakfast, and that's something that you really don't want to miss out on.
Do not want to miss out. She's a good cook, isn't she?
She does a great job.
By the way, you're signed up for the 5K, aren't you?
You know, I thought about it, but yeah, I just...
You're like me. You just thought about it, and then nope, not going to happen. Mark, stay away.
Yes, I'm going to pass on this one. So.
But you got a lot of runners in the past have done this.
Yeah. Usually a great turnout for that. Mm-hmm. So
cross fingers it's cooler that morning time of the morning. It usually is.
Yeah.
You bet. All right, Mark, let's some of the rest of the events coming up that morning to the afternoon.
Yeah, we've got a kids duck scavenger hunt. They're going to have patriotic ducks around the town. And if you find one, turn it into the Culbertson Pool for a prize. And you have it until July 5th to collect your prize. Also, we have a box turtle race. It's free from kids 12 and under, and each kid can bring one turtle to compete in the race, and that starts at 9:15, and prizes are going to be awarded to the first 3 places for that. So that's going to be kind of exciting for some of the kids to participate in. And, of course, we've got the big parade beginning at 10 o'clock. You can email 4thofjulyculbertson@gmail.com or call or text Lori at 308-340-0980 to get your entries in, and of course they want those as soon as possible. Also, after the parade, the car and tractor show will immediately follow in the parade downtown, and the site's going to be roped off for all that stuff. So,
Jason, did I hear somebody that somebody we know, some voice is going to be helping out with that? Is that he told me, but he wasn't for sure on that yet.
We put a little extra money in the budget this year to see if we could pull in a big name to announce a parade, and we were fortunate enough to get Mark Searcy.
Okay, because he I know he charges a lot for that. Holy smokes.
I know, you know, that and you just can't say no to anybody.
That's right. Same parade route.
Yep, same parade route. So start there by the church and it'll end kind of down by the Shear Shack. Mm-hmm. So
And then after that, lunch, Mark. You got a couple of places you can go, can't you?
Yeah, all kinds of good places. Free ice cream going to be served by the Culbertson Rescue Squad at the Ambulance Barn. And then Marlene's Kitchen will be at the fairgrounds. At the Bear Cave, we're going to have walking tacos. Piggly Wiggly's going to be there with their barbecue food truck. Fast Eddie's Pizza will be there as well. Snow Place will be there with snow cones and Sweet Ember with refreshing drinks. So lots of great choices for people to get some great food and to keep cool throughout their day.
Then the list of events, kind of fun events for the young and old, Jason, starts around lunchtime or in the afternoon.
Yeah, actually at noon, the horseshoe tournament will start at the fairgrounds, and that'll be one that if you're interested in that, to call Will Miller at 308-737-5061. Then at 12:30, the 3-on-3 basketball tournament will start at the downtown park. And Coach Tyler Poole is going to run that for us. And you can get a hold of him at 308-850-6645.
New coach, Hitchcock County Boys, for next year. He's going to be put in charge of that. You always get a lot of kids playing that, don't you?
Yeah, there are. We get a good turnout for that. And he wanted to step up and be involved there. And excited to have him help out with that. Then also at 12:30 down at the fairgrounds, the sand volleyball tournament will be starting up. And if anyone's interested in that, Shonda Jacob is running that again this year. And her number is 308-737-0682.
Yeah, one of the females. I think both females in the Barnett family are playing in that, coming up on that day. So I'll be there. No, I'll be there to watch.
Oh, okay.
Be the biggest cheerleader in the world. Bravo, nice hit, nice dig, stuff like that. No. But that's always a big – you always get a lot of events, teams for that too, don't you?
Yeah. Maybe we could get Mark down there to call that too.
There, a little play-by-play. Yeah. There you go.
We'll see.
There
we'll
you
see.
Go. All right, what else?
Also, we've got a cornhole tournament, and that starts at 1 o'clock at the fairgrounds as well. And if you're interested in participating in that, call Jack Smith at 308-340-0614. Also, the duck races begin at 1 o'clock at the walking trail. And, of course, you can buy your ducks in different locations. And if you want to buy some that day, they're going to be up at the front of the Shear Shack or from a duckmobile driving around town. Make sure you get that.
Duckmobile driving yes. around town.
Yep. Acres is letting us use a gator this year, and we'll be set up with duck boards there. And yep, look for them going around during the parade and up to the duck race.
That's always been a staple of the Corbett's yeah. 4th of July, hasn't it?
It has been. You know, a lot of people get excited about that, and we usually get a good turnout down there at the walking trail to watch mm-hmm. that.
And also, we're going to have free swimming at the pool from 1 to 4 o'clock, and they're also doing a money dive for the kids at 2 o'clock. And then there's bingo at the fairgrounds to benefit the Culbertson Improvement Program. That's from 3 to 5. And, of course, the big event to cap off the day's activities, the fireworks display at 10 o'clock. Bring chairs, picnic blankets, and tailgates to enjoy a great fireworks show.
Yeah, the fireworks, I mean, gosh, Culbertson 4th of July fireworks, Jason, been there for ages, and you get some big ones, don't you?
We do. We get some big ones. Should have another good show this year. Actually picked up all the fireworks yesterday, so we're ready to go. And yeah, I'm real excited about what we've got this year.
Are you the one of the lucky ones that gets sent over there and kind of help light them off or not?
They don't trust me back there. We leave that up to the fire department.
There, all those guys know what they're doing back there.
They are. They've got it down to a science on how to do it. So
you could not have an event like this without great sponsors, could you?
Right, and we've got a great list of sponsors this year. I'll kind of run through the platinum ones and let Mark run through some of the others. But our platinum sponsors, we have the Village of Culbertson, the Culbertson Fire Department, Quality Irrigation, John and Carol Varlick, Edgewater Insurance, Lewis Motorsports, the Culbertson Bank, Olson Ag Services, Kenai Construction, Go Light, Capital Sales, and then we also got a donation in the memory of John Bailey, and they were all hit that platinum level for us this year.
All right. So great sponsors helping out.
Yeah, we got some more great ones as well. This is the gold level. Kugler Company, Select Seeds, Inc., Randy Peters Seed Farm, Incorporated, TLR Radiator, Brian Adena Schaefer, T-Rex Arms, Edward Jones, Culbertson Auto Body, Wagner Auto Group, and Hoxwell Motors. Those are our gold sponsors. And then our silver list is Baker's Acres for Central Bank, Carpenter Breal and Funeral Services, Southwest Public Power District, Jade Distributing LLC, Gerald and Rosemary Corey, Roger and Kathy Medlin, KC Motor and Electric, Hometown Agency, Herman Jones Funeral Home, Steve Fries, Farmers Co-op Grain and Supply, Rip and Grow Yard, also Mill and Ivy Salon, Bear Cave, and Acres. Appreciate all of our great sponsors for the Culbertson 4th of July event.
All right. Everything kicks off again the night before at the pool, the barbecue and fundraising event.
Yep.
And then bright and early the next morning with that running events. Actually, the breakfast first at 7. Road race registration does start at 6:30.
Yes.
Okay. Might see Jason. Probably. You might see him. You might not for that 5K.
I'll be around. I don't know that you'll see me in running shoes.
You'll be the biggest Shirley in the world, won't
That's
you?
That's right.
You bet. Anything we missed, guys?
I think that we've covered everything that's going on for the day.
And all right.
It should be a great day.
So, folks, get ready. 4th of July Friday. Isn't it great the 4th of July is on a Friday this year?
Yeah, I'm expecting a big turnout in Culbertson where it lands on a Friday.